Don't miss the world's premier Christian Counseling Conference event, the 2025 AACC United World Conference. It has sold out the last 10 times in a row, and this one is shaping up to be the best one ever. Returning to the magnificent Opryland Hotel in Nashville, September 2025. With amazing plenary experts, over 50 leading pre-con workshops, over 25 counseling and recovery tracks, and over 175 clinical, academic, and biblical workshops, so you can tailor the conference to meet your personal and professional goals. This year's World Conference features world-leading and dynamic experts like Kurt Thompson, Henry Cloud, Tyler Vanderweel, Harold Koenig, Tim Timberlake, Gary Chapman, Daniel Amen, Lisa Turkhurst, Jenny Allen, Tim and Zach Clinton, and so much more. Enjoy incredible praise and worship with special guests, Chris Tomlin, Katie Nicole, and Micah Tyler. I see grace. Hallelujah, I stand amazed. Make plans to attend now. The World Conference has sold out the last 10 times in a row with nearly 7,000 counselors and mental health and ministry leaders from all 50 states and 40 different countries represented. Register now for the best savings at worldconference.net. That's worldconference.net. The 2025 AACC United World Conference. See you in September.
Welcome to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. And on behalf of our hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help AACC equip the church and provide Christian mental health care to those in need, visit AACCFoundation.org to donate. Your gift will ensure that this program and your station remain on the air. Now, let's join our host, Dr. Tim Clinton.
I am that Dr. Tim Clinton. Today on the show, I'm joined with Dr. Charles Stone. Dr. Stone is a seasoned pastor, author, leadership coach who specializes in integrating neuroscience and biblical principles to help individuals and leaders thrive. He's known for his work on brain-based leadership and stress resilience, and he has a new book out called Stress Less, 9 Habits from the Bible and Brain Science to Build Resilience and Reduce Anxiety. What a message for such a time as this. Hey, are you stressed out? We know that some stress is actually healthy for our brains, but in today's culture, it's becoming normal to always be on the go, never to experience truly any rest for our minds. Again, today, Dr. Stone's going to break this down in practical terms on how to prepare and fight back when it feels like the walls are closing in, like the wheels are coming off your bus. I think you're going to be blessed by this conversation. Dr. Stone, what a delight to have you. Thank you for joining us.
Great to be with you.
As we get started, congrats on your new book, Stress Less. I think we all need that message. Dr. Stone, this is a personal journey for you. Let's start there, because usually everybody puts something together of this nature, by the way, that's just good. There is some backwater, and that's true for you. Can you take us there?
You bet. Before COVID hit, my wife and I took one of these fancy vacations where there were buffets everywhere, and I love buffets, so I was quite happy. But the problem with this place was there was Wi-Fi everywhere, and I'm kind of a news junkie. It's kind of, I guess, one of my weaknesses. There's probably some psychological malady there. But anyway, I was watching what they were saying about this thing called COVID. I was serving in Canada at the time. I was a pastor of the church, a pretty large church up there. And I said, Cheryl, they're going to shut us down. Sure as the world, 2 days after we arrived back from our vacation, draconian shutdown. For months and months and months, we could meet in small groups. We couldn't meet in other homes. We could not go to church. And it dawned on me, Dr. Clinton, that I was going to have to leave this church through a tiny camera on my computer. And I distinctly remember saying, God, I didn't sign up for this. Well, around that same time, I was diagnosed as a pre-diabetic. Now, I eat my vegetables and exercise. I had an AFib episode where your heart just flutters at different rates. I eat my vegetables and I exercise, and I was diagnosed with cancer. And you put all that together, the irony was I was doing a research project on stress. So I thought, well, you know, along with the research, I'll just be a guinea pig. And that's the genesis, how it came about.
Dr. Stone, I know this. Everybody I talk to, they're running on empty, running too hard. You know, it's almost like a badge of honor. You know, that, I need to slow down a little bit, you know, that conversation. But at the end of the day, most people are struggling when they go home at night. They're awake in the middle of the night. They're carrying this weight, this burden. Or, and by the way, life has its, what I call our horizontal stressors. Everyday life, you're just going through life. Everybody has stress, and we're going to talk about good stress and bad stress in a moment, but there are vertical stressors. Those are the things that drop in out of nowhere. These are the bombs that go off that literally blow up our life, and they become so overwhelming, we get lost in it. As a matter of fact, Dr. Stone, how stressed are we? You did the research. What are you finding? And by the way, it's been a pretty tough go since COVID.
Oh, yes, exactly. And a matter of fact, when you the surveys that I researched pre-COVID versus post-COVID, almost all of them show increase in stress. In fact, one very interesting one asked the question among different age groups, how would you rate your stress if it were from 8 to 10, you know, 10 being the highest? Every single age category from pre to post-COVID up, except one very interesting one, over age 65. Now, what that tells me is there's some wisdom in there, and there's something about learning from life that helps buffer that stress. So that was very interesting. And, of course, all the other surveys, up. It's like I live in the South, and there's a lot of pollen here. It's like stress is everywhere, just like pollen is everywhere.
You know, when you were unpacking your story, I began thinking about some people around me who are going through health challenges.
Yeah.
I just, before I walked down here, learned that one of our employees, her brother died yesterday. Kids out of control. I'm thinking about money challenges, relationship issues. You know, a lot of stress out there, sources of stress, but what begins to take us kind of out of the equation, if you will? What begins to wipe us out? Dr. Stone, as you looked under the hood and you began to understand, yeah, we hear good stress, bad stress, that kind of stuff, but what are the dynamics that begin to kill us?
Yeah. Well, I look at stress kind of having two flavors. On the one hand, it would be acute stress. Like when we signed on a moment ago, you know, getting all the technology just right. So my stress rose a little bit. It's acute stress, but what that does, it helps me focus better. So acute stress comes and goes. Chronic stress is that stress that stays with us more than a few days. Now, it's also helpful to understand that stress is like a coin. On the one side of the coin are the stress events, those things out there, and then sometimes things we make up in our mind. There's that end, but then there's the stress response, how we respond to those. And probably most folks have heard of the stress hormone called cortisol. Now, cortisol is not all bad. It's helpful for metabolism, you know, helping us convert food into sugar, a lot of good stuff. But if we stay, if we respond to a stressful experience in unhealthy ways for more than a few days, that cortisol stays at a high level, and that's when it does its bad stuff. It affects pretty much all of us. I mean, our thinking, our body, our relationships, and I think even our relationship with the Lord.
So it's like you can't calm down. It's like you're on hyper alert. That's what you're describing, right?
Absolutely. We're just stuck on, you know, 8 or 9 or 10.
You're listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton. Our special guest today is Dr. Charles Stone. He has a new book out called Stress Less, 9 Habits from the Bible and Brain Science to Build Resilience and Reduce Anxiety. I have gone through this book. I believe you've got a real piece of work here that's going to be a gift to the church. I hope everyone listening really jumps up online and tries to get their hands on Stress Less. Charles, in the midst of it, you talk about 3 B's that you kind of work through in the book, and it became really valuable as I went through it. First of all, just the importance of biblical truth as it relates to stress. We'll talk about that. You also bring in brain insights where you're talking about, hey, everybody's talking about the amygdala, getting all fired up or what have you, and what happens in your brain. What are some of the best practices? And you focus in on resilience to help people, quote, press through, because we've got to figure this out. Dr. Stone, let me say this. Everyone listening, they're stressed out of their mind. And for most of them, the stress is not going to go away. So at the end of the day, with that narrative, we know, hey, listen, we've got to figure out how to bring some sanity to the insanity of our everyday life. If you're a mom at home and you've got a couple of kids out of control and the demands are overwhelming and you're doing everything and your husband's not showing up, or you're at work and you've got a million deadlines coming at you and you've got financial stress and strain and it's not going away, what are we going to do? Let's begin the journey, because for you, again, this was personal. Not only your research, it was a very personal journey of, quote, we've got to break through or we're going to break down and we're going to be in real trouble fast.
Yeah. Well, through my journey, my personal journey, I could even go back 25 years when our one-year-old daughter was diagnosed with a brain tumor. That is a whole nother thing. She had 10 brain surgeries. I mean, talking about ongoing stress. And what I put in the book, I wish I had known 25 years ago. It would have helped so much. And by the way, Tiffany, our youngest, she's doing well, so I don't want to leave everybody hanging. And had cancer surgery, so I'm doing well there. So I don't want people to think, well, what has happened to him? I'm doing well. I just encourage people to tell themselves that stress events are. And oftentimes we can do nothing about them. Like you're saying, we have a chronically ill child. We have preschoolers, and one can't sleep. Our oldest couldn't sleep. They called it having colic. That's, I guess, the term when they have no idea what it is. So you're a preschool mom. You got a dead-end job. You're in a difficult marriage. Those are real. And when we say resilience, I'm not really saying pretend like those things aren't there. Push them under the rug. Matter of fact, well, you know this, Dr. Clinton, when we suppress these difficult emotions, it actually causes them to rebound. But one of the things that neuroscientists have found is when we label our difficult emotions, called affect labeling, fancy word, affect labeling, when we call them out, it actually lowers the stress response. And when we put a little distance between them, you know, we all probably talk to ourselves at times, maybe hopefully not in public, but second person, like when I'm having a difficult time, I'll say, okay, Charles, listen, this technology for this interview is going to work. It's going to be cool. It's not the end of the world. It's okay. Actually, that little second person conversation, the stress event is still there. That second person conversation moderates the stress response in our bodies and our brains.
And so with that, you're saying learn these principles of resilience, because these are the elements that are going to help you, quote, calm yourself, if you will, in the midst of your challenge. We're not sitting here and being Pollyannish and saying, hey, listen, get rid of the stress out of your life. No, those financial challenges that you're in right now probably aren't going to go away for a while. You've got work to do, and they're going to keep you up. But what can you do in the midst of it? You can't lose heart. You know, biblically speaking, I smiled when I read some of the words you put out of God's Word. We know Job 5:7, Job 14:1, who says, man who is born of woman is but a few days and full of trouble. And you hear words like trials and tribulations, hardships, ordeals, affliction, suffering. The Word of God is filled with men and women who dealt with a lot of challenge, stress in their life. In the midst of it, there was something that makes it unique when you press into your faith, when you press into a relationship with God, that gives you sustaining grace, if you will. Take us down that road, because that sets the foundation then for understanding the brain and why we need to see what's happening and how we can make adjustments and then get into best practices for health.
Well, I'm kind of an information geek. I love to learn. I love research. And all that's really important, you know, these evidence-based things. But for a follower of Jesus Christ, we have indwelling in us the person of the Holy Spirit. And we cannot discount the fact, without being trite in what we say, discount the fact that God living in us provides us a supernatural power to deal with these events. Now, we also couple with practical things. It's not like we're just like totally passive. We obviously have to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. But God's grace is this, it's unquantifiable, like you can maybe quantify some, you know, research practices. And I think that's something we must remind ourselves. I love science, love neuroscience, read it all the time, study it. But fundamentally, the foundation is that bedrock upon the God that we serve. In fact, one of the principles I talk about is uncertainty. The way God designed our brains is we want certainty. We want to happen. We want to know what's going to happen next. But the reality is we don't know. But there is one absolute certainty in this universe that God is. That God is for us, and His Word gives us hope. So that's how we actually experience true certainty in the midst of uncertainty.
It's not if we have stress; it's how we respond to the stress. And I'm sure, yes, there are situations that are overwhelming, and those are difficult moments to get through. But there's this element of resilience again that we're trying to build. By the way, Dr. Stone, I loved when you said you can build resilience. I believe you can teach resilience to your children. And by the way, it's the message of the Scriptures that Elohim God, for example, in Psalm 46, is our refuge and our strength. He's a very present help during times of trouble, those moments when life's not the way it's supposed to be, when we feel like the wheels are coming off the bus. He is in the midst of it. This resilience piece, you quoted the APA. You said, it's the process of adapting well in the face of adversity, trauma, threats, even significant sources of stress. In the midst of it, you have this capacity to, quote, bounce back. You have a personal definition on resilience that you just like? Because I want people to understand, this is the heart of what you're saying. To battle through the stresses of life, you've got to get this piece dialed in.
Well, I use an illustration to illustrate resilience because we want to build resilience, which enables us to respond in more healthy ways to these stress events. And so imagine I'm on a stage and I'm talking about stress and I have a glass end table. I hold a big rock over that end table. And I ask the audience, okay, what's going to happen if I drop this rock on this table? Well, everybody's going to say, well, it's going to break the glass and shatter. Well, that's right. Then I hold an egg about the same height over the glass. Say, what's going to happen if I drop the egg? Well, everybody's going to say, well, it's going to break and splatter and make a mess. Some people are like that hard rock. They have no resilience, and they just break stuff. They break families. They break relationships. They break churches even. Some people like that egg. They have no resilience, and they just fall apart. They make a mess of everything. But then, if I held a tennis ball over that glass table, dropped it, what's going to happen? It's going to bounce back. And if you Google slow motion tennis ball, you can see that tennis ball, it actually squishes a little bit, but then it bounces back. So resilience is the ability, like that tennis ball, to bounce back. But there's another piece added to it as well. It's not just bouncing back in the moment, that's important, but it's adapting so that the next time, it's adapting and learning so that the next time you face other stressful experiences, you're already starting at a lower baseline. So that's my definition. It is bouncing back, but also adapting and learning from the stressful situation.
Again, you're listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton. Our special guest today is Dr. Charles Stone, new book out called Stress Less, 9 Habits from the Bible and Brain Science to Build Resilience and Reduce Anxiety. Dr. Stone, we cease and breathe, we reveal how we feel, and then you go on a journey, 9 different points, broaden and build, audit your thoughts. We talked a little bit about that, paying attention to what you're paying attention to, soaking your soul. Growing gratitude was something that popped out at me in this journey of just learning to be grateful for where you are and what you're in. Just a quick lesson on gratitude and why it became significant for you in this healing journey.
Yeah. Well, the research says that if in the morning before you get up, if you think of 3 things you're grateful for, small or large, better yet, write them down in your diary, if you diary. Better yet, think of 3 good things in the afternoon. What it does, it sets your focus for the day. Instead of the glass half empty, glass half full, there's so much to be grateful for.
Dr. Stone, you also highlighted the significance of what I call this people fuel. Somehow in the midst of it, you find safety, strength, and relationship, because typically we isolate and get lost. And then obviously it's right all the way to sleep. You've got to get this stuff figured out. Dr. Stone, at the end of the day, in this journey, and I'm going to come back to you for a moment, what do you think really brought you to a place where you felt like you broke through, that God moved you out of that dungeon, if you will, into a new place of freedom?
It was recognizing I couldn't do it alone. I needed people. I had a good Christian doctor in Canada, and he recommended an antidepressant, you know, an SSRI, which keeps more of that feel-good serotonin in your brain. And I always had thought in the past, like, well, I'm strong enough. I don't need medication. But recognizing I needed help, seeking help from those who were wiser than me, that was a huge, huge learning during that really tough time.
And I'll tell you what, Dr. Minrith, the pioneering psychiatrist, told me years ago, Tim, medication can really help people. We all know that there are over-medicated people and people who are under-medicated. At the end of the day, but he said this. He said, Tim, the one thing medication can't give you is hope. It can open the door to hope, but hope comes in Christ. And I want to end this way, Dr. Stone, and it's the heart of your book. It's your pastor's heart. His grace is sufficient. He will see you through. Elohim truly is our refuge and our strength, a present help in the time of trouble. Dr. Stone, give us a closing word on how to stress less.
Yeah. I would say two things. Stress need not define you. Rather, it can refine you. God refines us in difficult circumstances. He gives us the grace we need and everything we need for life and godliness. The second thing is, there is hope. You can absolutely manage the effects of the stress response through some of these simple, practical, biblically based, scientifically based ways. So those would be the two things I would say. Stress does not need to define you. It can refine you. There is hope.
I love that. Well, if the pace, the pain, the pressure of modern day life maybe has taken over in your life, you need to get this book. It's brand new, out on the shelf. Stress Less, 9 Habits from the Bible and Brain Science to Build Resilience and to Reduce Anxiety, written from the heart of a pastor, but a man who has journeyed himself. And by the way, he's done his research, his work, to say, here is a pathway to new life. Dr. Stone, what a delight to have you on the broadcast. We're going to have you back again, that's for sure. On behalf of my son, Zach, my co-host, and our entire team here at the American Association of Christian Counselors and Life, Love, Faith, and Family, we thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. Been a joy.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help equip the church to provide Christian mental health care, visit aaccfoundation.org. Your donation ensures this program and your station stay on the air. On behalf of our co-hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, this is Jim Kress. We look forward to having you with us again next time. May God bless you.
Don't miss the world's premier Christian counseling conference event, the 2025 AECC United World Conference. It has sold out the last 10 times in a row, and this one is shaping up to be the best one ever. Returning to the magnificent Opryland Hotel in Nashville, September 2025. With amazing plenary experts, over 50 leading pre-con workshops, over 25 counseling and recovery tracks, and over 175 clinical, academic, and biblical workshops, so you can tailor the conference to meet your personal and professional goals. This year's World Conference features world-leading and dynamic experts like Kurt Thompson, Henry Cloud, Tyler Vanderweel, Harold Koenig, Tim Timberlake, Gary Chapman, Daniel Amen, Lisa Turkhurst, Jenny Allen, Tim and Zach Clinton, and so much more. Enjoy incredible praise and worship with special guests, Chris Tomlin, Katie Nicole, and Micah Tyler.
I see grace. Hallelujah, I stand amazed.
Make plans to attend now. The World Conference has sold out the last 10 times in a row with nearly 7,000 counselors and mental health and ministry leaders from all 50 states and 40 different countries represented. Register now for the best savings at worldconference.net. That's worldconference.net. The 2025 AECC United World Conference. See you in September.
Asking for help is hard. Finding help shouldn't be. At Christian Care Connect, our mission is to connect those seeking help with a provider who offers the faith-based care they need. At CCC, we offer free mental health assessments for the user to help gauge their psychological and emotional well-being, as well as free self-help blog resources to help educate readers on topics such as depression, anxiety, and more. Christian Care Connect bridges the gap between those seeking help and the caregivers offering it, fostering connections rooted in clinical excellence. If you're looking for help, it's closer than you think. And if you're a provider who's ready to offer help, this site is for you too. Visit ChristianCareConnect.com to find the help you need or get listed as a provider. That's ChristianCareConnect.com.